Hi, I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleepwave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thank you so much for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. Tonight, we want to send an extra hello and thanks to MS, who calls Sleepwave addictive and mentions they've never made it through a single episode awake in the 5 months they've been listening. So if you too find that sleep has come easier since listening to Sleepwave and you've not yet reached out to us, please feel free to let us know and consider subscribing to support the show. You can enjoy ad-free listening, plus have access to 2 bonus episodes a month and my entire back catalog. It really is the best way to find easy sleep every night. The details are in the show notes. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I grew up in a military family, and so, perhaps unsurprisingly, things in my house were very organized and timely. The saying, "If you're not early, you're late," was commonly spoken. Even as a young kid, I would color block my calendar and meticulously maintain my schedule to make sure that I got all my homework and on time. As an adult, I still prize timeliness and efficiency, and yes, you will almost always find me on time to events. But perhaps ironically, perhaps perfectly, I married someone who has a much more laid-back view of time. When we first got together, it would drive me crazy that he would regularly be late to things we were going to together. Over the years, we've had to bridge the gap between us, and he's become much more time-conscious, and I've become much more laid-back. It's served us both well and brought some much-needed balance to our extremes. There is a saying from the author Byron Herbert Reese that my mother-in-law likes to quote, "There never was time for everything." The first time I heard that, I had the thought, well, there is if you want there to be and make a plan for it, which kind of makes me laugh at myself now because these days I see the wisdom of it, especially in this season of my life where I have lists and lists of projects and goals that I want to achieve. But the truth is that I want to be with my young son and my husband more. My time is still devoted to important work and personal goals, but it's also devoted to my family, since that is what is filling my cup. "There never was time for everything" now reminds me to honor my priorities and let the rest go. I invite you this week to do at least one thing daily that fills your cup. Be it snuggling up with a good book on the couch, doing some yoga, making a gratitude list, or doing this meditation nightly. When this year started, I made an intention to slow down and put myself first more often, meditate before starting my workday, get a workout in before I answered my emails, take a slow stroll by myself at least once a week. I've seen the benefits of that. I'm calmer and happier. I'm also a lot more grateful. I've slowed down enough to enjoy my life. Tonight, we're going to make ourselves a priority before bed and go into a deep meditation so that we can fall into a restorative sleep. There may not be time for everything, but there is time for you to replenish yourself right now. Take a deep breath as we meditate together to Making Time for What Matters by Billy Gill. A famous quote that is often attributed to the Buddha says, "The trouble is, you think you have time." While it's unlikely that these were the Buddha's exact words, it is consistent with his teachings. The Buddha taught that we should embrace finitude instead of behaving as though we were going to live forever. While this fact may inevitably lead to the painful realization that you are a limited being, it actually has the potential to make life more fulfilling and satisfying. The Appalachian poet, Byron Herbert Reese, penned this final line of his poem titled, "There Never Was Time." I know a journey that yet wants going. I know a song that is still to sing. I know a fallow that waits the sowing. There never was time for everything. In this poem, the author recounts his youthful days and the seemingly endless amount of time he had at his disposal. That is one of the main characteristics of youth, the potential that awaits to be realized someday. Everything is possible because nothing has yet to happen. As soon as ideas are given form and definition, they are also given limits. Those very limits are what allows the ideas to be made tangible. Reese was only 35 years old when he wrote those words, but it's evident that he was coming to grips with his own limits, that there never was time for everything. The poignancy of that line lies in its deep truth. The same sentiment is expressed elsewhere by the famous mythologist Joseph Campbell. He advised his students and his readers to follow their bliss. In doing so, he never promised that they would attain bliss, but in choosing to spend their time pursuing what was life-affirming and life-activating, they would be able to frame out their time so as to engage fully with the things that mattered. It was really a shorthand way of saying, prioritize that which is vital because there never was time for everything, certainly not the things that you hate doing or that are only semi-interesting. Neither is following your bliss merely the same as doing whatever you like. It's a matter of identifying that which calls to your spirit of adventure, for it's there that you will find your fullest potential and serve your community to the fullest possible extent. Campbell wrote, "You must be willing to give up the life you planned in order to have the life that is waiting for you." The wisdom of those words may not resound on the deepest levels of your being unless you have reached a stage in life which requires that you sacrifice some vision you have had for your life, whether it was put there by society, your peers, your parents, your teachers, or even a former version of yourself. If you've come to that crossroads, then these words are a source of healing and inspiration. For it's in the acceptance of life on its own terms that we open ourselves up to bliss, that we find ourselves in accord with life and its limitations. To follow one's bliss is to say yes to life. When you do that, doors will open where you didn't know they were going to be. Tonight's sleep meditation is designed to calm your mind and focus your intentions on what is of the highest value in your life. It will bring you into the vibrancy of the present moment. In the present moment, every potential, every possibility, every abstraction collapses into reality. In a moment of mindfulness, you realize that this is the life that is waiting for you. The plans and concepts you have for your life belong to the realm of ideas. those ideas and ideals can serve as guides, perhaps inducing some excitement or anticipation about what is possible. Still, those feelings of excitement and anticipation must be felt in the here and now. The bliss that you would follow is actually here and now. When you are awake to that which makes you come alive, suddenly the life you ought to be living is the one you are living. Make sure that you are relaxed and comfortable as you take a deep cleansing breath to release any tension you are holding on to. Breathe in through the nostrils and exhale through your mouth. Notice a brief pause at the bottom of the breath. When you feel ready, once again, inhale through the nostrils and exhale through the mouth, letting go of any anxiety or worry. Once more, inhale through the nose, and on the exhale, let it go. Continue breathing slowly and smoothly through the nostrils. Inhale. As you grow more and more relaxed with each inhale and exhale, feel the soft support of your mattress beneath you. Say to yourself, silently in your mind, I will now practice sleep meditation. For the duration of this sleep meditation, I will remain very still. If you have to move, please do. Just make sure that you are conscious of any movements. No unconscious movement. As you settle into a calm and steady pose, gently bring your attention to the waves of breath that flow in and out. Gently invite your lower belly to rise and fall with the breath. As you inhale, the navel rises. As you exhale, the navel falls. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Continue on at your own pace. Thank you. Visualize yourself in a garden of flowers and fruits and lush trees under a starry night sky. As the stars sparkle in the vast distance, they represent unseen forces that guide you on your pathway to bliss. In the garden, you see various paths leading in different directions. Each path represents a different aspect of your life, your dreams, your goals, your aspirations. As you look down at your feet, you notice that you are already walking on a path. Take a moment to reflect on the path you are currently walking. Is this the life you planned? Is this the life that you should walk? Are you open to the life that is waiting for you? Remember the line of the poet, "There never was time for everything." It can be liberating to lift the burden of trying to do it all. And at the same time, these words challenge us to embrace our chosen path as the one for which we've sacrificed all others. See that you must choose one path in the garden, and recognize it as the choice you have made. This is the path that represents that which you are pursuing. Visualize this choice or goal and acknowledge its importance in your life. see a different path. See it as the path not taken. Notice any emotions that arise as you consciously release any feelings of attachment to this unwalked path. Perhaps it's a goal that no longer aligns with your true desires. Or maybe it is something that holds you back from following your bliss. Recognize the finitude of this life, and that in this finite form in which you are embodied, you must choose. Understand that this sometimes means releasing what doesn't align with your highest aspirations. See the path that you have chosen to walk. Imagine this path is now illuminated by a soft, inviting light. This is the pathway to bliss, the path of the adventure of your life that calls you and makes you come alive. Every step beckons you to move courageously forward. Hidden hands will help you when you choose this path. You begin to meet people in your field of bliss, and they open doors to you. Follow your bliss, and don't be afraid. This is the doorway to the ocean of transcendence. See the other paths in the garden, the things that no longer serve you, or the coals that have lost their luster. Visualize them as gently fading into the darkness, releasing their hold on you. Imagine the weight of these attachments lifting from your shoulders, like heavy burdens transforming into ethereal light, dissipating into the night. Return to your breathing. With every exhale, remember that the act of letting go is a profound, courageous, and transformative choice. It allows you to create space for the life that is waiting for you. Breathing in, open up to bliss, and make space for the guides and helpers who will miraculously appear to support you on this path. As you exhale, release anything that no longer serves you on the path that you have chosen. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe. We can't do it all. We have to choose. Choose that which aligns with your own bliss, your own rapture. That way, life will continually refresh you with a sense of purpose. You have given up the life you planned in order to have the life that is waiting for you. You affirm life. You embrace the path that you are on, and life continually refreshes you. It's no longer a drudgery, but an unfolding path of illumination and bliss. There will still be difficulties, but you will be inspired to meet those challenges with the strength of your authentic self. Let go of whatever doesn't align with that authentic self. Sleep aligns you with this true self. In sleep, you are your authentic self. Your body and mind rejuvenate. Your experiences integrate, and you rest in the bliss of your own inner being. Picture a comfortable and inviting bed waiting for you. Feel the warmth of soft sheets and the gentle embrace of pillows. As you lie down, allow yourself to let go completely. Release the worries and stresses of the day. Acknowledge that in this moment, you are choosing to prioritize your own well-being and health by giving your body the rest it needs. Breathe deeply and let the idea of letting go and resting fully envelop you. Visualize the cluttered thoughts and lingering attachments dissolving into the night, leaving you with a sense of peace and tranquility. As you drift off to sleep, remember that you are choosing to honor your finite nature by prioritizing what truly matters. Just as the garden in your mind is filled with various paths, your life is a tapestry of choices, and sleep is a vital thread in that tapestry. Embrace it and awaken to a new day with clarity, purpose, and renewed energy. Sleep peacefully, knowing that you have made the conscious choice to prioritize the well-being of your body and mind, for there never was time for everything. But there is always time for what truly matters. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.